Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Today we'll discuss a new trajectory of growth for Northwest Arkansas if workforce needs can be met. Also, a closer look at a study abroad program to China offered through the University of Arkansas's Office of Study Abroad and International Exchange. And it's never too early to talk back to school shopping. More on that topic a little later. But first though, everyone's favorite topic, the Northwest Arkansas economy. If it was a professional athlete, you'd think it necessary to test for steroids or other performance-enhancing drugs. But it's all natural, if you consider it natural for a relatively small metro area to be home to the world's largest retailer, one of the world's largest food companies, and the state's flagship university. Our cover story in the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal takes a look at some of the impressive economic indicators from the first few months of 2017. Sales tax revenue, hospitality collections, residential construction, and home sales. They're all up, but will the growth continue? Find out what several regional economists have to say about that and what will help keep the growth sustainable. You can find the story only in the Business Journal. Check out the digital version for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. China is the world's second largest economy, so from a business perspective, it's a very important country. At the University of Arkansas, students in the Sam Walton College of Business have the opportunity to gain some real-world exposure to the country through a program called the International Business in China Study Tour. The faculty-led program is now in its fifth year and is offered through the U of A's Office of Study Abroad and International Exchange. China is one of a couple dozen countries where students can take a study abroad trip that's sponsored by the U of A. In addition to business and cultural site visits during the three-week trip, students gain insights from non-Chinese business professionals who have chosen to make China a primary part of their career path and now live in the country or travel there extensively. John Kent, the director of the Supply Chain Management Research Center at the Walton College, is one of the faculty leaders for the trip. Kent, in fact, recently returned from the latest study tour to China. He spoke with Business Journal reporter Jeff Della Rosa about some of the program highlights.
During our time in China, we visited several cultural locations like the Great Wall, Tiananmen Square, Forbidden City. We visited Shanghai and the business district there. But we also incorporated visits to several companies while we were there. As many people may know, Walmart has a big presence in China, and we visited with Walmart, toured a distribution center of theirs. We also like to visit China-based companies while we're there as well, because for not only for the faculty that are involved, but for the students that are involved, it's very interesting to get a Chinese culture woven into the management style of the company. When we go to visit Unilever, which we did, or visit Walmart, which we did, still very interesting to see how they operate in China, but still a multinational company, and from a management style can be different. This was the fifth year that we have organized and brought students for a China study abroad. Students learn the cultural aspects, but they also learn the business aspects of doing business in China. I mentioned a few minutes ago about the visiting Chinese companies. One of the companies that we visit in Shanghai is called YTO Express. Depending on how you look at the rankings, they're the second or third largest express company in China, and their primary focus is on e-commerce business, and they're partly owned by Alibaba. So that's a very interesting company for us to visit. We toured their nightly sorting process for e-commerce packages, and we also attended a management meeting that was held at their company and made a presentation, but they also had managers that made presentations, so provided the students an opportunity to see Chinese management style. The time that we're there is structured in a few ways. Part of it is classroom time, which that's not free time. Part of it is the business visits. That's not free time. Part of it is cultural visits, and that's a little bit of free time, certainly more of a, hey, I'm going on a trip to China. However, I would say the favorite city that of the students that we visited was Hong Kong. I think it's probably because it's the most westernized of the cities that we visited, but whether it was recreational, we happened to be there for a holiday that's called the Dragon Boat Festival. The students wore their bathing suits and went down to the beach and watched the dragon boat races, and so that was certainly a free day and a fun time, I think, for them. So that's sort of a day kind of example. Whether it's Hong Kong or whether it's Shanghai or whether it's Shenzhen or Suzhou, those are the major cities and Beijing that we visited. There's a nightlife that's associated with all of those cities, and probably the two most famous would be Shanghai or Hong Kong, and certainly understanding and enjoying that aspect of the trip in the free time part, I think the students would highlight.
For more on that program, be sure and read Jeff's story in an upcoming issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. When we come back, we'll talk back to school spending and what retailers are expecting this year. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
The summer has only just begun, it seems, but retailers from Walmart to Target have already started preparing their stores for the busy back-to-school season. Retail sales hit nearly $76 billion last year, and a new report predicts that number will rise about 4% this year. The report also found the two leading retailers for back-to-school shopping this year will be Amazon and Walmart. And analysts expect the competition to be heated for consumer dollars, both online and in stores. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Remember to follow our reporting online every day at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.